Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. My name is David Krennan. I'll be your game master again today. At the table, we have Tom Fons playing the navigation droid, Dam. Matt Cook playing the gunner, Tals, named Baltarf. The mercenary Wookiee, Lorik. The human bounty hunter assassin, Malcolm. And of course, everyone's favorite 400-pound geriatric fishman, Gippy Bindu. We pick back up several drinks in the bowels of a half-buried research complex that is swarming with attack centipedes. Here we go!
Waiting on you, Matt. Damn. No, I was just turning it around on you.
That was a horrible clap.
Someone else do the clap. Who did the best clap? Everyone practice clapping.
I'm pretty bad, too.
Maybe it's the acoustics in here.
The acoustics in here are bad. Yeah, the acoustics are bad.
Why are we recording here?
Yeah, that's it.
Quack, quack, quack.
Your wife's in the way of your greatness. All right.
Hold on. Let me try.
Oh. Yes. There's our start. Okay.
We're back on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We're back from a little break where everyone got a little bit toastier. I definitely got a little bit toastier.
Like Scorpion's final move.
We cut back from Lorik, who has just fallen into you guys don't know where. As far as you guys are concerned, you walked up to these blast doors, you've opened up this side panel, which has a Byzantine collection of wires and gears and cards that need to be slotted in. Lorik goes and leans against the wall, puts one foot up, and then disappears, falls through the wall, several tons of dirt fall into its place, and at that point, suddenly, as if on cue, boiling out of all of these side passageways you guys have passed. Deadly centipedes! More of these salt-flecked centipedes come surging in. You see another dozen of these coming in and rushing towards you, and it looks like the only way out is through these blast doors behind you. Was anybody expecting 100 centipedes to come?
I was. You told us.
Okay, roll.
We're in a giant earth mound.
Well, then roll cool instead of vigilance.
I'm rolling cool.
Oh, a million centipedes?
This happens every time
I decide to spawn.
Just take it.
Cool.
Oh!
Okay, so everyone's rolling cool?
You know how fucking cool Gippy is, apparently?
How cool is Gippy? How many rings do you have?
Four fucking green worth of cool.
Once again, everybody, we're a little toasted, so buckle in tight.
Toasty! That's what happens when you got a crit juice heavy crew at the
table. We're gonna start over here with Matt.
What do you want?
What? How many cool did you roll?
I rolled all cool. All
right. No, how many?
No, I thought you said roll vigilance
or whatever.
Well, no. In this case, well, were you expecting centipedes?
I was. Yeah.
Then roll cool.
No.
Oh, so you weren't expecting them. Vigilance is okay then.
I was expecting whatever these aliens are called, because centipedes are from Earth.
Oh, sorry. Salt flat centipedes.
Oh.
Well, so you...
what do you want me to roll?
He's got you, David.
Two green or one green?
What did you roll?
I rolled vigilance, because I'm a vigilant creature.
Okay.
They're on top of it.
Well, the difference between vigilance and cool is, vigilance is you weren't expecting these monsters to come up, but so your senses are finally honed and you notice them coming around the corner. Cool is you're ready for something to go down.
You're so cool that you're vigilant.
I like that, Gary. Two advantage and one success.
Oh my god. Great, Tom Fons?
One success. Two advantage.
Two success.
One success and one triumph!
Oh! Whoa! That's my boy.
So Ryan McGrath.
That's my boy.
You roll the triumph, so you'll be going first. Gippy?
This was a cool roll?
Yes, you're cool.
Okay, so that's five successes?
Well, you were expecting centipedes to come swarming out to attack you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kippy, then five successes.
Jesus.
That might triumph the triumph. Every single one was a success?
Yes, and then one of them was two.
Well, I get a roll for the centipedes here. One green. All right. Okay. MJ, you're up. So you see a dozen centipedes crawling along the ceilings, walls, and floor towards you. You know, they're about 3 feet, 4 feet long, length of a man's arm. You felt these things constricting around your limbs earlier, and you know they've got some bite when they get up close to you. Okay. You also remember that they can spit that corrosive bile at you.
So I'm going to pull out my lightsaber and run it across the ceiling, cave it in, but at the same time,
creating a protective shell around us, giving us time to open the blast doors.
That would be amazing.
With my triumph.
You pull out your lightsaber,
yeah,
which you brought with you from the ship.
Always.
The one that, okay. And you try and turn it on and just nothing happens.
Yeah. It's just a laser hair removal.
Just a flashlight.
Nair lights up on the side.
The Nair lightsaber.
I've heard.
Get on that Nair.
So I'm going to use my truncheon.
Truncheon,
because I'm afraid of blasting in here.
Okay. You're running up and attacking one of these things straight on.
So there's one right above us, probably, right?
Coming in right, okay. Yeah, right on top of you. One purple if it's melee.
That's good. Holy shit!
Boom!
What do you roll?
Another triumph.
Jeez,
two
in a row.
Success, one triumph, one advantage.
Great.
So your attack and your advantage is you hit this thing. So that's enough to kill it. So you're killing it already. Then you
I'm
get a triumph.
Killing it.
What do you do on that?
Can I carry that swing into other ones?
And hit another guy?
Yeah. Like, okay. I got a free attack last
Great.
Time.
Roll it up.
Do you want a setback or anything?
Yeah, that sounds good. Do a setback on it.
This is why we don't like you, Gary.
Why not?
Came up blank.
I feel better about it. I just want to win fairly. That's just so much, David. That is... Tell the folks at home.
That is two success, one threat.
Two success, one threat.
No.
Well, because
these cancel each other out.
No.
So it's...
No.
Yeah. One success, two advantage?
Yeah.
Let's get that straight then. Let's get that clean.
So that's one success, two advantage.
That was so audible.
I meant it to be.
Terrible. Okay, but one
get
more
it clean.
Time. One more time.
One success, two advantage.
Jesus Christ.
That one we're going to go
get
with.
Get it clean.
No, that's
what
right.
Also is audible is the turn that happened at this table after our break.
You smack this thing to the ground, pound it, and it just... So you just strike two of these centipedes off the
awesome.
Ceiling and crush it. Gippy? Wow, I can smell your burp.
That's not my burp.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is.
I think it is.
No, it definitely is.
All right. Yeah. Would anybody like a boost or to heal strain?
Malcolm, okay. They can't hear you when you raise your hand, Gary.
Right, so I don't want the people at home to know that I'm asking.
No,
for
but
something.
This is they do want to know that. What's happening at the table?
Okay, great. Hey.
This is the podcast where they listen to people play a game.
The more that happens audibly, the better.
Great. Hey, Gippy, I'd love if you threw me some strain gone.
Great. Did you get that in your ear holes, motherfuckers? Let's do this.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That is... A triumph and a success.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So as I'm kind of lumbering through the centipedes, like I trip and fall into MJ and like the black ichor that is oozing from my pores.
Oh.
Goes into his like up his nose and into his mouth.
So you just fall right onto him. As this stuff is oozing out of you, right into your mouth.
And you just close up pupils. Just
like a drunk grandmother.
It's like fucking Requiem for a Dream. And you're ready for action.
The sweat that you exude in stress is like a neurotoxin?
Well, it's not so much stress. It's intense arousal from the from the giant lobster creature. I'm still feeling that. So basically, you're just gonna surge of testosterone, and you're ready to fucking murder everything.
Sort of.
I don't think you love it, but you.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. So regain with a triumph.
I am down four.
Yeah, four easy. You get infused with Mon Cal Cialis.
What the fuck? Holy
yeah.
Shit!
Jacked up?
Question mark.
Well, I mean, I'm just on like. In right. Your face going, yeah.
You definitely have to push him out of the way.
Derek just is like, oh, he's so excited. He gets to just shoot more centipedes, and he's going to use one of the force die.
Do-do-do-do.
And really just
oh, do.
Fuck one up. So he's turning one of his greens to a yellow. And how many perps?
Two purple to shoot this guy, because they're coming down on you.
Okay, they're coming down on me. So Derek, just super excited. Dropping it.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Triumph,
success, and advantage.
Everyone's rolled a triumph at this table.
That's amazing.
One of each of the good.
Triple threat there.
Triple threat. He sings, he dances, he murders.
So first of all, how much damage does
it? So seven.
Okay, so that's enough to kill it by itself. So it's cool. Dead without the triumph even coming into it.
The triumph gonna be like, take that, Dad! Like a very, like,
oh, no.
Almost like high-pitched, sad, angsty thing.
Teenager with a gun.
When you're real angry, yeah. But halfway through it, you start crying.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like...
Take that, Dad!
And it's like, it's not a good cry. It's like, you, no.
Especially because he's a droid and there's no tears.
That's horrible. And it's just like, who programmed this guy? How many centipedes are left?
9 at this point.
With the triumph, let's give 3 of them voices.
Okay.
Okay. So they clearly need to be Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Ray Liotta.
No. Roll them up.
I'll roll them up at the table. All right. It's their turn right now, so let's see what happens.
Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan.
This is perfect. Puppy commercial.
Yeah, that's clearly perfect for Giant Centipede.
You're aiming the dice.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to roll. And... Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah McLachlan and Cookie Monster.
Was there a third centipede?
There was a third.
Yep. All right, and did it go anywhere? It
looks like the penguin.
Penguin, yeah.
Sarah McLachlan.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster and the penguin.
Right. I have two. I can do two of those, I think.
Be able to do Cookie Monster and the penguin.
I don't know enough about Sarah McLachlan.
So.
Me either. I don't want Sarah McLachlan.
I don't know. So you got Sarah McLachlan.
I can't sing, so this is gonna be.
That's great. Neither can she.
That's not true. She's got a beautiful voice.
You don't even know how to say her name.
I love the angels.
Oh, that's her.
I think so. She does that.
I just knew because you said puppy commercial.
Yeah. Do it, Tommy.
I don't know.
You get all the voices.
All right, Daniel, you're Sarah McLachlan.
Okay. I'll take it.
Who took Cookie Monster?
I'll do Cookie Monster.
Yes, for Cookie.
That's good enough. Yeah,
that's
fucking
perfect.
No,
I just need to do
that's
Batman.
Quack, quack, quack.
I'll do Burgess Meredith.
The Joker's out there.
Okay, yeah, that's Cookie Monster.
But do we want the penguin as Commodore Schmidlab, or do we want the penguin as the penguin?
I think Commodore Schmidlab. Yeah. Okay. Let's get super meta on this.
Okay.
All right. Nine centipedes remain. So it is the centipedes' turns, and they're going to attack. So let's go around in turn and get see what each of the centipedes are going to do. Quack. Burgess Meredith.
Quack, quack, quack.
Wait, okay.
Are you attacking?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm just...
Who are you going to attack to?
Who am I closest to?
MJ thinks he might be closest.
MJ's trying to take the hits. Don't give it to MJ.
I would never, ever attack Gary because he's asking for it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, two purple against you. Do that. Ow! Ooh, so one of these things lunges onto you and does 6 points of damage. Cookie Monster, who do you attack?
Who has cookies?
Cookie!
Giphy, probably.
Alright, so I'm gonna attack Giphy.
Oh! Give me cookie!
Alright, I'm gonna use another dark side point.
Batman have cookie. Me love Batman.
Two successes and an advantage. That turns out...
Insane. I would like to dodge.
Oh, so what does that do?
It upgrades one of your die to a red.
And two threat.
That's decent, dog.
6 points of damage.
I don't think we've seen any
despair. All right, that puts me down to 3. Mm-mm. So the centipede just viciously attacks like various erogenous zones.
Of Gippy. Wonderful.
Yeah, trying to get rid of all...
But he has two...
After the healing black goo.
He has one threat, though.
Is one threat?
Yeah, the centipede has one threat.
Healing black goo drives him mad with lust.
Okay, the centipede... That seems like a disadvantage to Gippy, but fair enough. The centipede goes mad with lust, and we'll see what happens with that. Sarah McLachlan.
Usually it's a trick.
She will attack... I can't look at him when I do Sarah McLachlan. That's just a rule I have.
He's taking off his glasses.
Gippy.
Gippy again. Oh no, so that's two yellow and a green against one purple and Gippy.
Okay,
and
so
how does she sound?
I would like to dodge.
She says,
okay, upgrading.
Save a centipede.
That was magic.
Three successes and an advantage against Gippy. 8 okay. damage. So,
I will remember you.
Oh, yeah, so subject.
6, so 5. I'm at 1 wounds.
1 wounds. They also got 1 advantage against you. Gives them...
They resist my animal magnetism.
Ah, they managed to fight off your lust.
Impossible.
Okay, the centipede seemed really intent on devouring Gippy.
Assault.
I have a question about my brawl skills, because Tau's have claws.
So
it's a scout
you'll
master.
Do 5 damage flat with your...
Don't be afraid to use your nails, boys.
I haven't gone.
And 1 purple on it, because you're brawling. That's all you need. Roll that up.
Brawling.
Three success.
One threat.
And one threat.
You tear this thing apart, but you get some threat. You take one strain as it's you just... Real. You, it's like, okay. Have to strain to tear this thing apart.
Non-star.
Goes flying everywhere.
Okay. Damn... Where am I in relationship to the shore?
Edit it to go, thank you, damn.
You're inside of like a giant termite mound at this point.
Relation to the shore? Wait, how did we get to there?
Remember when she...
Thank you, damn. That was awesome. You killed two centipedes. Moving on.
You got the doors open.
Lorik tumbled through the wall.
It's all coming back to me now.
Oh, that's right. No, he's in character because you lose your memories.
Yeah. That's exactly what that... Gary, you're so astute.
And damn, you recognize these doors ring a memory.
Oh!
The blast...
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
The control panel's open. There's no power to it. You're going to have to... You can see that you've got to somehow power this thing up. And then once it's powered up, then you can try and hack the computer panel to get the thing open. But there's not even power at this point.
Damn, fucks the panel.
Yes.
Otherwise, there are 9 vicious centipedes, and it looks like more behind them, which are trying to eat Gippy alive.
You want a mechanic's check?
Yes.
You got it, sir.
Wait, how many purple are you rolling on that?
2.
Put... None. 2 purple on that, please.
Hey.
And what tools do you have? Are you just doing this with your hands?
No. I got a couple things. Damn, with his memory being jogged, has realized that he, this whole time, has had on his person, or droid, that this fucking multi-tool...
Yeah.
That just like... You ever had a multi-tool? You ever buy one of those?
A Leatherman.
They're great.
Sonic screwdriver, yeah. Okay.
They work in so many situations. They're very versatile. So okay. It's basically... I mean, it's a mechanics little all-in-one sort of thing.
Okay, you can get the panel off, no problem. I'll give you only 1 setback die then, so you're using... Take one of the black ones to add on to that.
Great. And I'm gonna use one of the light side.
Flip that light side point. Upgrade one of your greens to a yellow.
Great.
That's a ton. Okay, roll it up.
Oh. Oh, yeah, big time. Oh, yeah.
He's outside still rooting.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It's a
2 threat, 4 advantage.
3 success.
4 success.
So that means you manage to, like, you crack into this thing. It's dead out of power. You're a droid, so you probably can connect your own power source to it.
Mm-hmm.
Temporarily power this door up. 4 success, I'll give you a total of 4 turns before the power supply runs down.
Right.
So you got 4 chances to get a success on your computer's check to actually activate this door now. And okay. You've got some threat, right? So I'm going to say you take 2 strain, damn, as you kind of like power out of your system. Your internal power source runs down, so take 2 strain.
Yeah.
What are you at there?
I'm at 8 now from 12.
Plenty.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break from the action to get a word from our sponsor.
I'd like to bring you all a message from one of our new sponsors, Malfunctioning Eddie of Malfunctioning Eddie's Discount Droids. So Matt Cook, you're Malfunctioning Eddie.
Great.
And Tom Fons, mm-hmm. You're a customer. You need a droid for, what's something you would need a droid for?
Taco.
The holiday season?
Sex.
Translating.
I need taco droid.
I heard translating. You need a translation droid.
Great. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm in need of a droid for this holiday season. I have family members coming, and they speak all sorts of different languages. Do you have a translator?
Exterminate! Exterminate! Forgive me, I was just malfunctioning. I'm Malfunctioning Eddie, and this is my crazy discount droid store! Thanks for coming in. You need a translator. We got him! Exterminate! Exterminate! Don't pay any attention to that, please. I didn't mean it at all. I'm just malfunctioning. Ooh, I got a translator for you. What color you want it in, sir?
I would like it in chrome, but are these prices affordable?
These prices are practically as badly malfunctioning as I am. I can't get the decimal points to stay still. They keep dropping!
Well, what about shipping? After my accident, my back is not what it used to be.
Why don't you spend a little bit more credits and get yourself a shipping droid to take care of it? I'll make you a crazy deal! It's malfunctioning!
Let's hear from some more satisfied customers.
I hadn't been serviced in a while.
And I purchased a droid, and it put its hand inside me and rocked my world.
That's right. Malfunctioning Eddie's discount droids. Come on down, folks. You can't keep them on the shelves. Malfunctioning Eddie, what do you say to all your customers?
The shelves don't work!
That's our sponsor.
That's a problem. Major problem.
Yeah, yeah, there's very little in that shop.
That's except right. For the deals.
That's right. Malfunctioning Eddie's discount droids. Once again, one of our sponsors. Please check them out online. You can just find them on any HoloNet across the galaxy.
So these Gary. Things are coming out of holes in the ceiling.
That's correct.
So I'm gonna pull out my fiver.
Okay.
There's just too many. To really focus on one, is there something I want to make it harder for them? Could I try to blast in a part of the wall to try to impede their travel?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we established that Dam has a concussion grenade on him still, so if you wanted to grab that one, unless you've got a grenade on you, I think not. You probably used.
I used one.
I think you probably used all of your grenades blowing up people. Game we've ever played.
Plan C.
I think you should just call that Plan A, at this point.
Well, then it's not Tango and Cash.
Yeah, I don't think you've got any grenades left on you.
I don't feel like I have any more creativity left now, David, that you beat me down.
Dam's got a concussion grenade. You can grab one off of him.
Is that too tight for us?
You would have to. You'd want to roll pretty carefully because it's possible that throwing a grenade in this rather tight tunnel corridor.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So while he's working out, I'm just going to grab it. And okay. Throw it. And I'm going to stand in front of him so he can work. I'm going to stop incoming. Damn, I'm going to give you some room to work. Need to borrow this. And I'm going to grab it.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to stand in front of you.
Okay. Nice. Great. Roll up a ranged light attack, and you're trying to use it to blow up the tunnel to give you, or to try and stop them from coming out. So we'll call that 3 purple.
Okay.
I upgraded one, so we'll turn that 2 purple and a red. You pull back, you grab this, you snatch the last grenade you guys have amongst you.
So we're back to back now.
Yeah.
So he's working on the panel. I come right behind him and I grab it.
And you say what?
Watch out, high school. I look at you.
I'm like, thank you for recognizing it. I'm of high school age.
Gibby just coughs up blood and it's just like, Logan told me in his dying hours that he always loved you. So that's totally a success.
Great.
Add a boost die to your...
Where are you in relation to all of us? Are you right with us?
I was attacked by centipedes, so I assume that I was, like, in the same room.
You're definitely so these corridors extend forever, but I assume you guys are all kind of gathered near these blast doors.
I forgot he was so low. Is there any way to protect him and still reach the concussion grenade if we're that close?
With enough advantage.
Great.
Extremely difficult to kill.
Put the man at 3. Oh! Ooh! That's good, makes good audio. No despair, no triumph.
So these guys
going for it. Can I help you?
You're great. You're, I love it.
Yes.
Oh, is that a failure?
And
a failure?
You have one success.
So you chuck the grenade. There isn't a lot of advantage on this, so this might knock out Gippy again.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
I've emerged from a...
If I succeed, there should be no failure in that success. It doesn't have to be... It doesn't have to take them all out.
Get him, Gary.
Well, you
get
said
him,
you were,
Gary.
You were trying to collapse part of the tunnel, right?
Right, but not right here. Like, over there. Because
so
we've thrown stuff before, and that hasn't worked out for us.
Yeah, thermal detonators come to mind. You chuck the concussion grenade down the hallway, basically, as far as you can go, just to get it safely out of there. So you're not going to hurt Gippy. So you get it down there. Rah! Flies down. Boom! The concussion wave comes back, hits you guys. There's this huge shutter and a big slump of dirt comes sliding in and cuts off the passageway you guys came through, along with, like, you know, another dozen centipedes that were scuttling up to join you guys. Gippy, you've aided him. That ends your turn. You're still on the ground, though, with 2 or more centipedes twined around you, trying to drink your blood.
So Derek, kind of seeing the excitement of a grenade thrown and this and that, he's just going to try to punch one of the centipedes.
Okay.
He's just mad. Like, he's been sent to his room.
Jazzed up.
And he doesn't get it. Why send him to his room?
Like, what the hell is he talking
about? Okay, 1 purple on that?
1 purple.
1 purple.
And then I'm going to use a little force.
Light side it up.
Yep. So then Derek goes, no! like really like angsty, angry, as he just slams down on one of the centipedes. Ooh, for a one success and two advantage.
And how much damage do you do though? It's only like three.
Oh yeah, it's only three.
You just kind of whack it a little bit, and it's still alive.
So yeah, he does that, and the
just
advantage.
A little bit.
The advantage is. He hits it like whatever vertebrae it would take to make it paralyzed from the waist down.
No.
Ew.
You've paralyzed half of a centipede.
Yeah. So then it's...
It'll be like a little centipede wheelchair.
Could be the top half of it, so it just like digs this, runs itself
so
in the ground.
Yeah, it's a...
Its face is just like... Yeah. And its ass is up in the air.
Its legs are moving around.
All right.
Loops up.
So we've got Cookie Monster's up, Burgess Meredith is up, and upper torso paralyzed Sarah McLaughlin is up. Well...
She's got to sing out
well,
her
no,
ass.
Well, upper, yeah, so...
You've
got to
sing
like,
out of your ass. Yep, that's what we're going for. So we'll start over here. This time we'll...
Oh, cookie.
That's great. Are you trying to eat cookie still?
Okay.
All right, I better roll that up. Flip one of these. Grab one of these. One purple.
Ow! Fucking scale! David!
What do we get for that? What do we get?
Ow!
Let me flip one of these back.
That was an assault on your part, sir.
No. Come on.
You struck Matt. He's barely alive.
Broke my rib, man. Punctured a fight. Chipped a rib.
You deserved it, I think, maybe. Listen, Matt, I'm sorry. You forgive me? I'm really sorry.
All of David Crennan's GM skills are being tested
I'm just kidding,
in the
like,
same moment.
You must, like, I can imagine just you driving your mother.
Me?
I have the rib.
That was terrible. I still am. My favorite thing to do when I go home is stand at the top of the steps and pretend like I'm throwing a fit. And throw towels down the stairs into the living room. And go, why won't you listen? And I throw one towel at a time. And they like go slowly through the air and then plop down. And then my mom's like, you're cleaning it up. And I go, no, I'm not! And I throw another one down. And then she'll start laughing. And then my brother will be laughing the whole time. And then my mom goes from, like, angry to laughing to angry to laughing to angry laughing.
Right. On that note.
Yeah. You thought this was just a Star Wars podcast? Fuck you! Yeah.
It's 2% Star Wars.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's go to you. So you've got power back on this door. You've got a few rounds of power here that's pulling off of your internal energy. What I need from you is a 3 purple computers check to get this door open.
That was mechanics. Computers?
It was mechanics get power back in the door. Now it's going again.
That's actually things better. I'll do computers, sure.
You gotta pull out like this like old ass like power card and it's all old circuitry boards. And you're like, gotta press the right one.
Okay, sorry, you said 3 purple?
3 purple.
I'm gonna turn one of those light sides.
Points over. Really quick, Val, are you gonna do anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna let him.
All right, go ahead.
You get to live the day.
Oh, wow.
Ton of success.
2, 4, 5, wow. 6 success. 2 threat.
Holy crap, that's amazing. Okay, so you jack in, you just go, no problem.
You didn't believe that.
You probably have trained on these, used to train on these boards. You get in there, you start fucking with it, then the blast doors slide open just as more of this like area that was starting to cave in starts to cave in, and it's crushing centipedes, which are like trying to come towards you guys, and they're spitting out bile at you, and someone probably needs to help Gippy through because he's just...
Leave him.
He's got like 4 of these massive centipedes. It's just a writhing ball of centipedes. Yeah. You start rolling him through the door, Malcolm. You guys...
I'm trying to yank him off, too.
Excuse me?
He's probably so pissed. Oh my gosh, yeah. The centipedes.
He's probably not very pissed about that. Roll him through the door.
Trying and succeeding.
You guys, light floods
triumph.
In.
Triumph, double triumph.
Light floods in down this stairwell, which you guys rush down.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. And until then, may the Force be with you.